Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the things that the Lord has shown me. I want to share with you something that I believe points to the fires in Oregon. I had a dream on the 28th of July, and I thought this dream was just about famine. But now the Lord has shown me that it is much more. There's a further interpretation. And so I want to share it with you. The Lord gives me a lot of things concerning the famines that are coming and the food shortages and the water supply problems, as well as what I believe a poisoning of the waters, which is like wormwood in the Revelation. He gives me a lot. I can't share all of them because there are so many. But this one I just put on the back burner because I wasn't completely sure of the interpretation, but now I am. In this dream, there were three stages to it. I was looking out a window, and whenever you look out a window in a dream, it is a sign of it being a prophetic, something that's going to happen in the future. It's a prophetic dream. I was looking out my window, and I saw a very large garden. I think it might have been my garden, but it was a very large vegetable garden. And then I must have looked away. In the second scene, I look out again the window, and this time I see a lot of people in the vegetable garden picking the vegetables. They were harvesting them. And I remember being really upset, thinking, why are they all there picking all the vegetables? And I was kind of upset about that. But the scene changes. Again, I must have looked away, and I have the third scene. In the third scene, I look out. All the people are gone. All the vegetables are gone, and the whole thing has been set on fire. It was totally a raging fire that has come upon the vegetable garden. I just saw it burning. It was a huge fire, like a bonfire. I was really upset. I was not didn't know what to do. I remember panicking in the dream, not understanding what happened. And that was the end of the dream. So originally I just kind of thought, well, it's about, you know, the food shortages. There's going to be food problems. It's just one more, you know, the Lord speaks to me symbolically. He doesn't speak to me. He gives me riddles and puzzles and speaks to me symbolically in my dreams. And so I wasn't sure what the fire meant, but I knew it wasn't good, obviously. But then this week, about reading about what's going on in Oregon and all the fires in Oregon, I happened to come across this one article. And all the things I'm talking about, the articles and all of that, I will have in the description box below so you can look at them yourself. And this one, it talks about that the wildfires across Northern California devastate farmers and farmland. And the Lord reminded me of this dream. And so I believe that that was a prophetic dream about what is happening right now in the specific Northwest, Western United States of America, with all the fires that have come upon Northern California, Oregon, and Washington, that it is going to affect the food supply. So I think that's what the Lord was pointing to in this dream. All right, now I want to move on. There was somebody, this is also about the Oregon fires. Somebody reminded me in one of my comments, I don't remember which one of you it was, but I want to thank you for bringing this up. I had done a video and an article concerning a prophetic warning dream that I got in March of 2019, over a year, almost about a year and a half ago. Concerning fires in Oregon, and this now what's happening is the fulfillment of it. And real quickly, I'll just recap real quickly in this dream. I was in the woods and I saw all these fires all over the place, and I was trying to put them out. And I was on a mountain road, and I had a pitcher in my hand. I was trying to put out all these smoldering fires. I couldn't do it. I kept on walking, trying to put them out. Then I finally got to a small town, and I told people about these fires, and they didn't seem to notice or care. And that's when I woke up. And when I woke up, I heard the words, excuse me, I heard the word Oregon very clearly. And so I went ahead and put a warning out for Oregon about what is going to happen if people do not pray. So in this dream, it was very self-explanatory. The Lord was not speaking to me. in Dreams Are Symbols. This was a literal warning for Oregon that the Lord gave me a year and a half ago. You know, a lot of times God gives me these warnings and it doesn't mean they're going to happen right away. I don't know when they're going to happen. And that's why I always encourage everybody to be praying against them, because I know that the more people that pray, that God can delay or minimize or even stop certain judgments that are coming if his people pray and humble themselves and repent. And so I always encourage people to do that. That's why God gives the warnings. So he gave a year and a half for this prophecy to, you know, maybe not happen, but it happened. So it grieves my heart, brothers and sisters. I want you all to be praying for our brothers and sisters in those areas right now, because hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of homes have been destroyed. Lots of people have died. A lot of destruction is going on there right now. And my heart goes out to those people. And my heart goes out to my brothers and sisters there. And I want you all to know that if you live in those areas, I am praying for you, as well as your, hopefully, your brothers and sisters on this channel, that we all together come in unison and pray for protection over you all. All right, I wanted to read Jeremiah 6:17 concerning that. Like I said, the Lord gives me these warnings. I know I don't have a very large audience, but I have to be faithful to put these things out, because if people don't pray, they usually happen. And I don't know, like I said, the timing, so, but God does. And I want to say that I put out 3 Christmas videos about something happening at Christmas, and one possibly concerning Trump. And I have to say, even with that video, those videos, I don't know if it's this Christmas. The Lord doesn't give me dates. It could be the next Christmas. It could be the Christmas after. I don't know. So I just want you to know I'm being faithful to what the Lord showed me, but I don't have the dates. Again, this prophecy came forth a year and a half ago. So in Jeremiah 6:17 it says, "And I set watchmen over you, saying, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not listen." And that's exactly what happened in my dream. I put out the warning. In my dream, I saw the fire, and I the little fires, and I went and warned the people in town, and they didn't hear me. All right, now I want to move on to a totally different subject right now. Apparently on the September 15th of this year, there is going to be a signing of the peace deal between Israel and I can't remember exactly what it's called. I think it's the UEA. I hope I'm getting that right. But it's one of the Palestinian not Palestinian, it's the UAE, excuse me. It's the UAE and Israel that are signing a peace treaty. And it's going to be on Tuesday, the 15th of September. I want to put that out there. I know many people say, well, this isn't the peace treaty. But from the homework I have done, it is going to be a dividing of the land. It is going to be a dividing of the land. And I'm going to put down in the description box somebody who's done some work on it as well. He's called, his channel is revelationchapter.com. And I'll put a couple of his videos where he's done some research on this. And I believe this is the dividing of the land. It's very, very concerning. I last night when I found out about this, I couldn't sleep. That I felt a lot of travail from the Lord about what is coming, brothers and sisters, because of this peace treaty. A lot of travail, a lot. And all I can say is pray for mercy, pray for mercy. The reason I'm bringing this to you right now is twofold. Just a couple nights ago on the 8th of September, I had a very strange vision from the Lord. And I really don't know how to explain it to you. all I can say is I heard and saw the words at the same time. And I heard this. I heard, divide my land. And I heard an angry voice. It was in my spirit. It's hard to explain it. I heard it. The Lord was so upset. And I saw the words, and the words were all kind of the letters were kind of discombobulated. They were like kind of all over the place. It was like chaos, confusion with the words themselves. They were dark. They were kind of angry looking. It's something I really can't explain. I'm sorry. It was in the spirit. But all I can say is that it shook me. It shook me when I woke up and I heard that and I saw that. It shook my spirit to the core. That this is a big deal. This is a big deal. And just take it to the Lord in prayer and be praying for mercy. That's all I can say right now. The second thing I want to bring to you, I'm looking at my notes right now, and it says that the Lord is angry and I could feel his wrath. Israel was not to be divided. That's what I wrote in my notes. All right. The last thing I want to bring to you is that the September 15th is really significant. It's just significant, and I'll tell you why. A long time ago, I got a very strong word from the Lord several times. I heard September 15th. This is back in 2011. I got it on, let me see, I think it was on 1/11. Wait a second. I'm going to tell you to look right now. No, on January 12th of 2011, I had to go back to my notes. I had to go back all the way back to 2011 to find out, because I couldn't remember when I heard September 15th, but it was such a strong word that stuck with me. And I remember for years after that, I was waiting for something to happen on September 15th. Every year that went by, I was waiting for something to happen on September 15th for the first few years, and nothing happened, and I actually forgot about it. And here we are, September 15th, this is going to be the beginning of the peace deals. This is the first one, I think, of many that's coming, possibly, because they're going to be signing it with other countries as well. So this is highly significant. September 15th is highly significant, and I need to share that with you. That's all I can do, is just share it with you and just say, pray, brothers and sisters. Fall down on your knees before the Lord. Get prostrate on the ground. Cry out for mercy. Cry for mercy. Cry for peace. And seek the Lord while he can still be found.